Hello, hello, everybody. Wow, I feel like it has been forever since I've been behind the mic. I apologize for the last 2 weeks of having to do reruns, but I was sick. I didn't have a voice. Kind of hard to be a podcaster if your vocal cords aren't working. And we've just had some medical issues with parents and things, and so it's been a little crazy. But I am so happy to be here with you today. Now let's get into today's topic. What I'm thinking about is how we allow society to dictate what we need. Sometimes that's a good thing because sometimes it brings awareness to us. And other times it can create something that we really don't need, but then for some reason we find consolation in it. Sometimes we can find something that's empowering, and I am all about empowerment. That's my word for the year. But, you know, there is positive empowerment and there's negative empowerment. And sometimes we can let the internet and society dictate some negative empowerment in us, which gives us the, oh, poor me syndrome. So we're just going to talk about that today and maybe bring some awareness to things that you are feeling, but you don't 100% identify with. You just haven't quite figured out why you've attached yourself to it. Thanks again for joining me. We are episode 103. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Loving Life Mindsets Podcast with me, Melissa Unger. I share science, methods, and personal stories to help women who are on a journey to have the healthiest mindsets that they can possibly have. So don't wait any longer. It is time for you to start loving your life. So, I don't know about you all, but I find that there seems to be a trend every so often. For a while, the trend was self-care. At first, that meant, you know, taking a few minutes for yourself, maybe getting your hair done, maybe just going off in solitude and reading a book for 30 minutes. And then that kind of evolved more into mental health care, where needed to be more aware of anxiety and toxicity from other people. And that took a huge turn for mental health awareness, which we should all be very aware of. Seriously, we all go through ups and downs. We all go through things that happen to us that we really did not create. Just stuff happens. That's life. And it makes it sound like it's a new phenomenon, but if you think about the past, every generation has had some kind of huge disaster or something that has happened. And throughout the ages, we have things that have been monumental to our history that happened. The end of slavery, women's rights to vote, alcohol becoming legal, civil and world wars, all kinds of things, social injustice, you know. So every generation has had to deal with something that was a shock to their emotional and mental systems. But it feels like right now we're just really on this trend of being hyper aware of mental health. In some cases, that sheds awareness to people that have always known that something is just off but not sure what. It shined a light onto what they feel and what they've been dealing with, and they can get the help that they've needed. I think that that is fantastic. For other people, they really did not have that type of an issue, but it was kind of like a bandwagon that they could attach themselves to, some for attention, some just because, you know, that was the cool thing to do. It's very involved. And so we really have to be careful of what we let ourselves be influenced by. when you get on Instagram or TikTok or any other social media, you have those people that get paid by being influencers, and they can influence good things and they can influence bad things. They can influence fashion, what to wear and where to hang out and the best deals. They can influence in negative ways, such as being a menace to society, doing things that are not cool and are not good for other people. We're bombarded with it. It's rampant. And all of us have a piece of something inside of us that wants to belong, that we want to identify with, yet we also want to have our individuality and our own personalities. And so if we see something that maybe, you know, doesn't really fit for us, but it's different from what our norm is around us, it's different from the people we hang out with, our families, sometimes we have that little rebellious voice inside of our heads that really want to stand out and do something to say, hey, look, I am an individual. But we just have to be so careful with what we truly let influence us. So if you're being influenced by something and you're not sure you're getting positive feedback from it, if you're having loved ones and people close to you letting you know that, hey, that's really not you, and then you're just rebelling even more against it and you're having a really rough time, you should probably take a good look at what you're doing and decide, is this really me? Or is this something that really is not me, but I just want to stand out and be different? I'm here to tell you that you have every power within you to stand out and be different, just because you were created to be precious. You were created to be unique. You have talents. You have thoughts. You have things that are not like anybody else. You've seen identical twins, yet they have totally opposite personalities. We have to remember we don't have to do things that are trending and could possibly be very negative in order to stand out. All you have to do is be brave enough to let your personality inside of you just come out and shine. Just come out and shine. You are worth so much good. You are worth so many wonderful things that are down the road for you. You're worth all of that to happen to you. Don't choose a path that could be detriment to those things coming for you that are so good. We can be our own worst enemy, and that's not a fun place to be. A lot of times we have to undo so much that we have done that have ruined ourselves. And we have to undo that to get back to who we were and the life that we're meant to live. So I just want to encourage you, take some time, decide if what you're doing is really, really, really for you. Another thing that society is so big and trending on is how you identify. We all want to be unique and different. So we all want to use that phrase, I identify as whatever it is that you really identify as. We never had these terms when I was growing up. Our biggest term when I was growing up was, man, I just need to take a time out and go find myself. You know, and it basically means the same thing. It basically means like, okay, I got to figure out who I am and what I truly need to be doing in this world. And some people would go on a long hiatus to figure that out. And other people would be like, oh, you know what? I'm an artist. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm just going to go do that. It just, you know, everybody has always been an individual. Everybody has always been a soul seeker. You know, and it's all because of the end result of that greater good. Being productive for our society. Being something that is meaningful, being something that is making a difference, you know, that ripple in our own pond is not going to look like the same ripple in somebody else's pond. So a lot of times you don't have to do a lot of soul searching to figure it out. You just have to sit there and think about what you truly believe, what you truly feel, and your talents and the things that you possess that no one else does. Are you a person who is just soft and kind-hearted? Are you a person who is just crazily talented in so many areas? Can you sing? Can you draw? Can you play an instrument? Can you cook? Can you just understand people and know where they're coming from? Do you have the ability to look at things or people and see how they can be so much better and different and have that passion to help them? We are all designed in such special ways to help our fellow people. That's all you got to worry about. And so when it comes to watching your trends and different things on social medias, it kind of feels like a lot of people are understanding that social media is not all it's cracked up to be, that the most things you see really aren't the truth. And I feel like there's more of a push now to be present in your own life, to understand that you can't live life on a screen. You can't sit there and spend your day scrolling and say that you have been, you know, productive for your area, productive for your family. You know, that you just can't do that. It just doesn't work. So I just encourage you, find your beauty within yourself. You have that beauty within yourself. You are so uniquely designed. You are so beautiful inside and out. I don't care what you look like. I don't care about the shell that you've been living inside of. When we crack those shells and we go deeper, deeper, deeper inside of our minds, inside of our hearts, that's where the true us is. Maybe you grew up to where that truthfulness of who you are was not accepted by parents, family members, teachers, because they didn't understand you. I grew up totally opposite from some people in my family, and they just honestly did not understand me. And that's okay. But for a long time, I let that specialness be put away and locked away in a trunk. And I tried to be something that I wasn't. That's a hard place to emerge from, because you get so used to being who you're not that, oh my gosh, you just really have to fight to get that trueness out and make that the new norm. I'm still working on it. We all are. We are all a work in progress. And that's okay. That is okay. We're a beautiful work in progress. So if you find that you're someone that had your trueness put away because people that were more dominant in your family did not understand you, it is never too late to dig that person out, brush off all that dust, and let that person shine. The world needs that. You need that. Those people that are in your pond, in your little circle, they need that. So please start that journey. And it can be as simple as writing down a few lines in a book. Get yourself a journal, write down a few lines, and you're going to think about that more and more and more. The power of the written word is something that is going to blow you away. Your mantras for yourself, your truths for yourself are going to be more apparent to you. You're going to think of them more. It's going to be easier to transition back into who you are than it was to stay the person that you're not supposed to be. If you need to talk about this, if you need someone that understands, reach out to me. In my show notes below, I have emails, I have my social medias where you can find me. I'll be more than happy to give you some insight, be more than happy to be your cheerleader, but just watch what you're letting yourself be influenced by. The mind is a powerful thing. Once you see or hear something, you can't unsee or unhear it. Yeah, we might forget some things now and then that we didn't retain, and that's okay. But if it's something that is a little shocking to your system, we're made to where we don't forget that. And we seem to grasp negative way more than we do positive, which is always beyond me. I found on social media, if I post something that's a little bit on the negative side, I get so many more comments, so many more likes and all that stuff, which is just a dopamine increaser. You know, we all have dopamine, and that is our little internal drug that we like to be fed with. And so I've just found that. I don't know how I can post something that is so beautiful and positive and it doesn't get a reaction, but I can post something that either I'm angry about or just negative. And oh boy, everybody comes out of the woodwork. I don't understand that, because I'll scroll past the negative stuff more than I do the positive stuff. I dwell on the positive stuff a lot more. That's just who I am, I guess, and I'm okay with that. So anyways, our lives are just a beautiful journey to finding out who we are, what we need to do for those around us to make life better, either for ourselves or for others. Discovery is so important. Please do not lose your curiosity to discover who you are, because I promise you, you are going to dig up something that is so, so beautiful and so meaningful. Keep that discovery first and foremost in your life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Next week, I'm going to have a fabulous guest on, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. She's a powerful coach, and I am really excited to give you more knowledge through other people that I am meeting and have the wonderful honor of interviewing and getting to know. As always, I love you all. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your patience the last couple of weeks. Finally on the mend and feeling good. And that has been a really rough few weeks. Let me tell you what, I am not someone that has patience to be sick. And so finally on the other side of it. Yay. So y'all, you go make your ripple in your own unique pond very special. And may it touch those you never even realized it would ever touch. Until next time, love your life. Hey, wait, is it seriously legal to have this much fun?